listener production. Hi there, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. A man's faced court on two counts of manslaughter after a boating tragedy last month. A boat that crashed in the Mandurah estuary claimed the lives of two women. The 47-year-old has been released on bail. The City of Fremantle may consider shark barriers for the Swan River. It follows the tragic death of 16-year-old Stella Berry on Saturday after being bitten by a shark near the traffic bridge. The beach where it happened has now reopened. Premier Mark McGowan says it's terribly sad.
We'll get a report from Fisheries Department into the whole issue. If there's anything that can be improved, we'll look at any such measures, but it's just a terrible tragedy.
A fire watch and act alert remains in place near Hopetoun in the state south. It covers the eastern side of Fitzgerald River National Park as a second fire has started in the area. The Greens leader admits he's disappointed that Lydia Thorpe has quit the party. She'll now stand as an independent following divisions over the voice to Parliament. Adam Bant denies Ms. Thorpe has been pushed out. Singing superstars have shined at the Grammy Awards over in the US, with Beyoncé breaking the record for the most awarded artist in Grammy's history. Harry Styles has won Album of the Year, while Lizzo has been awarded the Record of the Year, and she's delivered a message of positivity.
Just stay true to yourself, because I promise you, you will find people, you will attract people in your life who believe in you and support you.
That audio thanks to Channel 9. To sport, Australia will officially launch its bid for a T20 Women's World Cup three-peat this weekend. Fast bowler Megan Shute says they're not too concerned about having a target on their backs.
We have every tournament. That's the way the cookie crumbles in a way, and I think we actually like the target. We play better cricket when we're under pressure.
They'll face India in a warm-up tonight, while their quest for a third straight title starts this weekend against New Zealand. And there are reports West Coast player Jack Petrocelli has avoided serious injury, but he sprained his ankle in a mishap at training last week.